Okay.
J&J. J&J Trucks used to stop at the Delaware factory.
Go few dollars. Let's learn it. Let's learn it. Come on, let's learn it. Let's go to Siv Beis. Let's learn it systematically here. Also, the Hasker Agesha Machiachos Hashatz. So the Mishnah Berurah said even the shatz shouldn't, right, until it's Huchros. Talked about if a person says it loud in the tefillah. V'yesh Omrim. So there's a Tol Sofer here. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Tzorchleim Apirish Shekoidim. Ain Kamachleikus Kal. There's no Yesh Omrim. What does it mean that Shiachros Hashat? Shekoidim Shemespalal in Musuf. Machros Hashamor Shemashiv Aruach. Oh, thank you. Mishnah Berurah speaks out in some cotton vav, I am b'chayodim shehizir, shelo lasos kamo shenoagin, shemachrizin only mashiv ruach, shezelo nikra hachroza, because you have to say morid agoshem. The Mishnah Berurah actually implies that Mashiv HaRuach would be enough if the inevitable continuation would be Morid HaGoshem. But his point is, he fears us. If you look in the Mishnah Berurah, he says, Shereyesh Mekomo Shomim Gam B'Kayetz Mashiv HaRuach, because they say Mashiv HaRuach Morid HaTal. So that's why it's no indication. But that's not the point. The point is, it's no Hachrozah. Saying Mashiv HaRuach is no Hachrozah. But it's not the way maybe we instinctively think that it's no Hachrozah, because you didn't say the words. Apparently, if the logical, inevitable, understood continuation of the sentence would be Morid HaGeshem, then it would be called a Hachrozah. The reason it's not Hachrozah, because that's not the case.
No one would say Mashiv HaRuach if they say Mashiv HaRuach.
Why not?
Why would he say Mashiv HaRuach?
Yeah, but that's already a cheshbon, but it's not a hachrosa. Chazal will kovea that you're not to say it until it's called out. And you could say, you look at the calendar, you'll know what to do also. Chazal doesn't have to be called out. Mashiv HaRuach is saying it, this is not calling it out. If Mashiv HaRuach doesn't inevitably lead you, you're talking already in the guy's mind why he's saying it. Mashiv HaRuach, we need a hachrosa. It's like, you ever learn Maseches Nedarim? Do you learn Daf Yomi? You don't learn Daf Yomi. So if you learn Daf Yomi, you learn Maseches Nedarim. There's a concept called Yodus Nedarim, that you say the beginning of a sentence, and it's a neder. It's called Bitris Vasayim. You spoke out of the neder, but it's only in a case where the logical continuation of your sentence would be the neder. That's called the Yad Mochiach, as opposed to a Yad Sheino Mochiach. Okay. Hilkoch, therefore, afim uchole or onus, and he's not davening in the shul, he's home. But he shouldn't daven musaf before the tzibur. We're talking about he belonged to a tzibur. People used to belong to shuls. People used to belong to shuls and actually daven there. Not just belong to the shul. Even Friday night. Even when it was a little inconvenient, even when there was drizzling outside. I heard there was trouble having a minion this past Friday night, I heard. I didn't know my Haftarah talk was such a smash drawer. Did you see my email about the Haftarah talk for this week?
It's been edited already.
What?
It's been edited already.
The next few weeks, you're going to hear Haftarahs that you very rarely hear, because it's usually the Arba Parshios. Mishpatim is very, very, very often, I'll let Phil Chernovsky figure out the exact statistic, but Mishpatim is usually Parsha Shkolim. So you don't hear the Haftarah of Mishpatim very often. You hear it very rarely. What's the most rare Haftarah? Nikates, right. Shlomo Melech cutting up the wanting Neiros to cut up. Okay, not Neiros to Shlomo. That's the second Shabbos Chanukah. It's not that rare. The most rare one is Miketz. that it's not Shabbos Chanukah. Yes, Chernovsky, the statistic. It happens 1.5% of the time. Something like that. I don't know. So even if a person's sick at home, so if he davens before the tzibur, he won't be saying Mashva Ruach, let's say by Musaf. So he has to figure out what his tzibur is, and then when he davens Musaf, presumably after the tzibur has already called out, so then he will say Mashva Ruach by his Musaf as well. Notice he can't call out to himself at home. Bang on the table and call out. You need a Achroza Tzibur. That's so funny, huh?
It's hard to picture.
But that's the chiddush of the din here, that that's not sufficient. You could say that that's a fulfillment of Chazal, but it's not. They need a Hachrozo B'tzibur. So he could use the Hachrozo B'tzibur even if he doesn't hear it. But he has to wait. Lo yaktim tfilos lo tfilos ha-tzibur. He should make sure he davens Musaf and he's davening at home. This is very nageya women. It's totally nageya. All women that don't go to shul. And if they get up and they daven, they shouldn't daven musaf before, you know, you make a cheshbon. They'll be 10:30. What? It's not nageya. Shmini Atzeres is nageya. But Alice from Kastaira. That's right. So if they daven musaf before the tzibur gets up to musaf, it's a very good point. They should not say mashiv v'ruach. Just because they're davening Musaf, they should not be saying Mashiv Ruach.
The other way it applies, if they say Shachris after, we already...
Yeah, after. If they say Shachris after, they do say Mashiv Ruach. It works both ways.
Yeah, to the schedule.
What?
Say Shachris, telling people Chabad.
But there's Yisker. There's Yisker, so they have to come to Yisker. Now the Bir Halacha here has a fascinating... This is very... I took issue. This Bir Halacha comes up very, very often. Mr. Pakma, there's a Vesika Minyan in the shul. So the Vesika Minyan was already Machriz Mashiv Ruach. And then the second Minyan comes at 8 o'clock. Why shouldn't they say Mashiv Ruach at Shachris? The Bir Halacha wants
to
know.
Do they have to say Tachanun in the second Minyan?
The Stapakma in the Spalalu Minya Vasikim of Besaknes says Zegufa Vechrizu Mashmaruach Kenog, and my Ella Zella Minyan Shani, Shehemutal Yochid Lahakdim. He's only asking about the Yochid at home. The Yochid at home that usually davens with the second Minyan. In other words, why is it so partial to the Mishnah Berurah that it doesn't help for the first minyan? Wait, let's see. Vein loy medchim sheish hefzer kol kach lamikri hachroso. Does the ain of the rehevi or rosh? Dev shud the kevin yaminyan acher hu? V'gam halo b'shachris yistarach lemim ha-shiv ha-ruach. So how could it help for Musaf? That's partial that doesn't help for Shachris. And what's the difference between Shachris and Musaf? I don't know. Why is the Pasha to the Bir Halacha that Shachris, you don't say it? And there's only Sufik as Musaf. I mean, if it's a different minion, so for Musaf also it's a different minion, right? Not just for Shachris. For Shachris, it's Pasha by him, it's called a different minion, a different world. They're not affected by the Achroza of the first minion. So why in the world should the Musaf be affected?
Maybe the first minion is only davening Shachris because
they're
davening
Nitz. I mean, that's so. But he's talking about Vechrizu Mashiv Ruach.
In other words, they're no better than the people davening Shachris in the shul and does not have to come along. The same level. Why make them superior?
I don't know, but I do know that if you daven at home Shachris, it says that Achrozah helps for Shachris too. Maybe the Bir Halacha doesn't hold like that. Maybe the Bir Halacha holds Achrozah never helps for Shachris, because Chazal will misaken to start saying it in Musaf, and Achrozah does not help for Shachris. That would make it all understandable. If Achrozah doesn't help for Shachris, So that's why he knows that Shachris is not the issue. The issue is only the Yochid davening Musaf for Musaf. He ends up saying you shouldn't daven the first minyan on Pesach. Well, then he wants to know about Pesach. Pesach is a bigger problem, because then Musaf becomes a problem. Chutz La'aretz, so they say Mashiva Ruach in Musaf of Pesach, because it hasn't yet been announced to stop saying it. Right? Because you don't announce it, stop saying it. So if the Vesikim minyan davened Musaf and said Morid Atal, then he's saying the second minyan should not be saying Mashiva Ruach. Because it was Mukhraz by the first minyan. So that's what his suffix is. Do you say it's two minyanim? Which I always hold in Svara, like these two minyanim have no shaykhs to each other just because it's in the same building. So I always felt he's talking about a case where, like, the shul has two minyanim. Like, they have a 7 o'clock minyan, you know. It's like a shul sponsored thing. They have two minyanim, 7 o'clock and, 9 o'clock. Ashkama minyan. So it depends on the circumstance. But the Mishnah is not machalic like that. So he says, told not to make a first minyan in the shul on the first day of Pesach. It's an interesting way of treating the problem. Don't make a first minyan. No, ain't no one coming to the first minyan on the first day of Pesach anyway. So what?
Hard enough to get to the regular minyan,
which is late.
But they don't listen to the Mishnah Berurah in this. So you say Shmuel does, but they don't. they make minyanim. I mean, places have a secret minyan the first day of Pesach.
There's nothing not to go to.
He's saying that's the age. It's a suffix. What will be? It's a suffix. What will be? So don't make a minyan.
Just have one minyan.
He's suggesting don't make a minyan. Okay.
We decided to make it.
That for sure is not going to fly. Okay, let's go. Lefish also lahaskat shemesh lichti bablam yodeh shechish liyat tzibur afal pishahu lo shoma mazkir mitam ze abola beis hakneses at tzibur schilu lispalel lispalel diyaskar abal bishlo yishoma mishliach at tzibur. But we saw, so we're being medayik in the Mishnah Berurah, not shachris. That's how we're understanding the Bir Halacha, that the Hachrozo would not help for Shachris. So, but that means that what, even for the Yochid. But I saw somewhere not like that. So maybe it's Machlokes. If the Yochid's davening late on the first on Shmini Atzeres, so should he say Mashma Ruach by Shachris? So I saw yeah, but now really in the Bir Halacha it's Mashma no. Okay. Lo yakdim tzodim tzodim. If he shows the last get shemesh lichti bavlam yedei shechel lichti al vishul lo shama masker. The times are the both beglad zivul zivul. If all the asker vishul shama shechel sibul. Okay. Imam Amash v'ruach b'moy sachamo iloy amor. So Sif Gimel. Im Omar Amash v'ruach b'moy sachamo. Only Mashiva Ruach, without Morid HaGoshem. Now, when you say Mashiva Ruach, Morid HaGoshem, the main function of the Ruach in that sentence is to aid in the Geshomet, to blow them around, to make sure it gets diffused. But if you just said Mashiva Ruach, B'moyis HaChamo, Eloi HaMorah, B'moyis HaGeshomet, Ein Machzirin also. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah. It's on Eloi Mashiva Ruach Levad, Eloi Hisker Geshem. Right, that's what it
is. Quotation mark.
What? Imam Mashma Ruach B'Moyis HaChamo. But he didn't say Geshem. He said Geshem, he for sure has to go back. But it only says mashva ruach. Emach zayun the ruach is v'chein talay neitzar. We need, it's too basic for the survival of the world to have talan ruchos. Amirasa loy maila v'loy moirin, which is a condition hilchos tefillah. Like you would think you have to daven anyway, but if the ruach comes out and says amirasa loy maila v'loy moirin, Hashem didn't put it under the things affected by tefillah. Apparently, that's the pshat. Hashem didn't put it there. It's unaffected by tefillah. That he could take out of the equation. In other words, we say, why do we say it at all? If it's not going to be in the tzar, why do we even say it in the winter? He says, because it's moil. It's moil, the nagev lachas oris, shimaruba. So certainly we. Those ruchos maybe are not necessary for the world. So because of those ruchos,
what's the comfort for that? That's
for what?
For the towel not having to do with our tefillos.
The Gemara is the one that says this. That ruchos and towel are not netzar. The Gemara in Tainus, Tav Beis Amud Beis. The Gemara says that. The Gemara learns it out from Sukkim Taka. That they're not. That they are never netzar. Okay, we'll stop here. There's no Mishnah Berurah here the next two nights.